This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I want to bring your attention to the total lunacy and medical idiocy of CNN. This is hilarious. They have a story called, well, titled, "Are There Unintended Consequences to Calling Breastfeeding Natural?" Yeah, that's their title. Now, my name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Welcome to my laboratory where I conduct analytical food science. I'm the author of a new book called Food Forensics. You can find that at foodforensics.com. Now, getting back to CNN, they are claiming in this article that I printed out here, they're claiming that no one should call breastfeeding natural because it's going to encourage women to pursue other natural things that they shouldn't pursue, like eating organic or non-GMO foods or avoiding toxic vaccines. Yes, indeed. Indeed. This is the angle of the story. They say, on one hand, invoking the natural side of breastfeeding may have helped create the breastfeeding renaissance that we have today. But is there a price to pay for pushing this view of breastfeeding? They say, this is a view, they say, like it's a conspiracy that infants feed from the breasts of their mothers. Apparently that's a conspiracy theory, and CNN wants you to think that it's not natural, or you shouldn't call it natural. Yeah, that's how crazy they are. Now here's a question they ask. Could it lead people to believe that breastfeeding is best because it is free of chemicals and artificial ingredients? The article, they're citing another article, points to research and anecdotes suggesting that some Americans reject vaccines because they are manufactured and believe that boosting immunity naturally is better or safer. This is CNN. They say you shouldn't call breastfeeding natural because it might cause women to think about natural immunity. Yeah, and that's bad because they want all those children injected with toxic vaccines that cause autism and sometimes kill children and cause seizures and comas and put them in the hospital and brain damage, permanent brain damage in some cases. That's what CNN wants. They want children to be damaged by vaccines because that's better than using the word natural. I mean, this is the complete idiocy of the mainstream media. The vaccine-pushing mainstream media basically takes its marching orders from the CDC. And they ask this question. It is possible that promoting breastfeeding as natural could have the inadvertent effect the authors of the current article suggest that oh my God, the idea that vaccines are not natural could play into the concerns that some people have that they are not safe. So apparently, according to CNN, you should be breastfeeding your infant with nothing but, I don't know, toxic infant formula. So let's take a look at what is in that stuff that they would rather you do rather than breastfeeding. Just a second. I'm going to go grab something. So I have something for you right here. Similac, Go and Grow. And I guess CNN would really, really support this because it's got a cute teddy bear on it. And it doesn't say you should be afraid of vaccines. No, instead, it has an ingredients list. I'm sure CNN would support this. 42.6% corn syrup solids. Yeah, because babies need more corn syrup, apparently. 14.7% soy protein isolate. Yeah, because babies need more soy GMOs, don't they? Yeah, breastfeeding, that's bad. But corn syrup and genetically modified soy, oh, that's good. That's so good you could use a teddy bear. What else do we have here? High oleic safflower oil, 10.1% sugar, sucrose. By the way, that if you add that to the 42.6% corn syrup solids, you now have 52.7% processed sugars. That's over half of every infant's diet should be nothing but processed sugars. Yeah, the teddy bear tells you that's trustworthy. And make sure you get them vaccinated, too, because they're going to have an immune system that's so weak and so shot from eating this that they're going to need all kinds of vaccines. Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what CNN wants you to think. Then we have another 8.4% soy oil. As if the soy protein from genetically modified soybeans is not enough, you got to have the soy oil too on top of that. Then there's all this other garbage and fake chemical vitamins. It's just an inorganic, cheap minerals. And it's called balanced nutrition for older babies. Yeah, yeah. And it's got iron too. Isn't that amazing? And a teddy bear. So CNN, breastfeeding is bad. You shouldn't call it natural. Similac, you should feed your baby more soy and corn syrup and GMOs. And if you're a mom who thinks that maybe injecting your child with mercury is a bad idea, then CNN wants you to think you're a crazy kook, and maybe you should be feeding them more GMOs at the same time you inject them with mercury, because that's how CNN is going to grow lots and lots of obedient, brain-damaged citizens who will actually watch CNN without vomiting. That's the only way it works. If to believe CNN, you have to have a partial cognitive lobotomy, and that is best accomplished with mercury and vaccines combined with the absence of nutrition that you get in products like this. So it is a pathetic joke, and of course CNN itself is a total joke anyway. Who watches it except people who are brain damaged? And seriously, it's kind of like their audience is the vaccine damaged population. I mean, that's the only way you could even watch that without just being infuriated and turning it off. That's how stupid it is. But this article is just a wonderful example of the kind of propaganda and mind control, word control, you know, linguistic language control, if you will, that the vaccine industry is trying to push through CNN. Don't dare call breastfeeding natural, because that might make moms question vaccines and stop feeding their babies Similac with corn syrup and soy from GMOs. That's CNN for you. We live in an insane society. That is for damn sure. I'm just glad that my parents didn't feed me that garbage and inject me with toxic vaccines that CNN wants everybody to torture their children with. What a shame. CNN, you're pathetic. You're a joke, too, to everybody. You're just a total joke. No one takes anything you broadcast seriously. So anyway, thanks for watching. If you want to know the truth about all this, check out my new book, foodforensics.com. And by the way, if you want to see some of the results of our laboratory here, the food analysis labs, just go to cwclabs.com, where I am the lab science director, and I love this work and this job. And I'll be bringing you composition analysis of lots of different foods, telling you the truth that CNN refuses to report. They probably couldn't even understand the reports that we produce here in this lab, because they're scientifically illiterate. Maybe one day I'll call CNN and try to tell them this is the definition of a part per million. We'll start from there and see what happens. All right, take care, everybody. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.